Eugenie Schild, 1831 to 1900. A niece of Oscar von Alvensleben, her mother was a born from Alvensleben, educated herself in painting. In our church, the Nikolaikirche, are two oil paintings of her, a copy from Tizian, Der Zinsgroschen, and a portrait of a saint. She painted two life-size half-portraits for the Wäsche family in Kalbe. It is said that the Schild family used to pay a debt to the Wäsches. These oil paintings were still in Erzen, near Hanover, until 2011. The whereabouts of the paintings are now unknown. You can see copies of the two portrait drawings in the showcase. Eugenie Schild must have been a very individual and progressive woman for that time. At the age of 18, she gave a patriotic speech on the sanctification of the Kalbe Shooting Association's flag. Bishop Ludolf Müller writes about her in his memories. Her father, the superintendent Julius Müller, always finds her presence a little disturbing. She's a painter, beautiful-minded, liberal, often travels to Italy. She's proud that she wrote a poem in 1848 when painting the revolutionary orc. Father Wagner, a priest in Kalbe, said, "A foolish young girl said a poem." The diary mentions a peculiar lady, interrupting when someone reads aloud. She does not appreciate Christian literature. She always wants something classical. Her father died 1864. The estate was sold to the von Goslar family in 1874, and the proceeds were distributed among the heirs. Eugenie was able to afford a carefree life. She lived mainly in Italy and Switzerland. When she died around the turn of the century, she became a benefactress for a hospital in Kalbe. The interest of another legate was intended as a scholarship to an Italian trip for an artistically gifted inhabitant of the city. The bishop, Ludolf Müller, continues that Eugenie Schild has also become a benefactress of our house by her will and is not to be neglected. She gave my father, the administrator of her fortune, a legacy of 15,000 marks. My study and my brother's study have probably only been made possible by this legacy. 10,000 gold mark for a foundation to persons of female sex in need and without fault, and a further 10,000 gold marks for another Eugenie Schild foundation, from which the interest, a scholarship, will be paid annually to a poor, impertinent, aspiring and capable painters of our hometown of Kalbe for the purpose of a study trip to Italy or Greece. Three scholarship holders unknown. You see here an original by Albert Lange, a Magdeburg painter from 1931. A copy of the Kalbenser paintings, Oskar Herper and Charlotte Teitke, as well as the last savings book of this foundation. Unfortunately, this generous fortune was almost ineffectually lost in the turmoil of inflation at the time of the world economic crisis and the post-war period. In honor of the benefactress of the town, a street bears her name.